Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha. UNkulunkulu akubusise ngokuvuka ekuseni usilalele la ekhaya ezinhlelweni zethu zika Radio Pulpit nomhlabelelo oqeda ukudlala powerful ngendlela emangalisayo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, sibonga ukuthi usaphefumula, sibonga ukuthi usaphila, sibonga ukuthi usese right, sibonga ukuthi usalondekile esandleni sikaNkulunkulu, ngoba uJehova esimkhonzayo unguNkulunkulu othembekile. Uthembekile ngaso sonke isikhathi, uthembekile empilweni yakho, uthembekile sowungasaboni ukuthembakala kwakhe, kodwa usuke ethembekile ngoba leso simo sisuke sizoshintsha nakanjani. Siyaqhubeka ke sikhuluma ngezikhali zikamoya, and we are going to talk about the sword of the spirit. Sikhulumile last week ukuthi mind your language, bheka ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani, because lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu kuzaga 18:21 lithi lapho amandla okufa nokuphila aselimini, nabalithandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo. Namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sibheke ukuthi inkemba kamoya ekuyizwi likaNkulunkulu isebenza kanjani emkhulekweni usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu, because we live our lives in prayer. Sizofunda lana encwadini yaka Mark, ngokuka Mark chapter 11 ngizofunda uverse 23 no verse 24. Lithi lana ku verse 23 ngokuka Mark chapter 11 verse 23 and verse 24, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, yiloyo naloyo oyakuthi kulentaba, ngqukuleka uphonseke elwandle, engangabazi enhlizweni yakhe kepha ekholwa ukuthi lokho akushoyo kuyenzeka uza kuba nakho. 24, ngalokho ngithi kini, konke enikukhulekelayo nenikucelayo kholwani ukuthi nikwamukele niza kuba nakho. Now lisizwe likaNkulunkulu, whatever it is that you ask for, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Let's look at the anatomy of the spirit realm. I'm a prophet and I usually teach about izwi likamoya. Ngiliqhaqhe izwi likamoya ukuthi linjani. And I've said it before ukuthi izwi likamoya, it is a world of the invisible, and things happen in advance in the spirit realm. Everything that happened in the physical realm is as a result of things that have happened in the spirit realm. Now, this is kaNkulunkulu. Ngalokho ngithi kini, konke enikukhulekelayo nenikucelayo kholwani ukuthi nikwamukele, past tense, kholwani ukuthi nikwamukele, bese future tense, niza kuba nakho. So in other words, mawukhuleka, you believe ukuthi you receive it ngaleso sikhathi leso, bese masenphuma emthandazweni, senixoxa, senikhuluma nalabo mama, nalabo baba, nale insizwa, nale intombi, senikwamukele, nikhuluma njengabantu abayakwamukele. Because lithi kaNkulunkulu, kholwani ukuthi nikwamukele, bese emva kwaloko lithi khoma, niza kuba nakho, future tense. Ndiyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthembekile, because sometimes we say ukuthi hayi uyaphuza, uyashesha ukuza, uyaphuza ukuphendula. Alikho ivesi elisho njalo bathandekayo. Lithi kaNkulunkulu, believe that you receive it at that time that you pray, you believe that you receive it, and then lithi you will then have it, it is coming. Hallelujah. So as a child of God, I want you to know ukuthi, you know, you need to use this sort of the spirit through prayer. Now lalela, whenever we pray unto the Lord, maningi amavesi engawafunda, but we've got 10 minutes in this program and I don't have enough time to cover the ground. Now whatever it is that we ask, umpostle Peter uthi, whatever we ask according to his will, we have this assurance, noma sinesiqiniseko sokuthi siyakwamukeliswa, because we ask according to intando yakhe. Intando yakhe iyini na? Iyizwi lakhe. Last week ngiyakhuluma ukuthi ama facts athi, kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi. For instance, you are HIV positive or whatever situation obhekane nayo, but lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, ngemivimbo kaJesu Christu wena uphilisiwe, and you are praying for healing in that particular area. Sometimes imithi seyihlulekile, sometimes nabo doctors sebahlulekile, but the word of God says that you are healed. You pray and you say, Father, you promised me, ngoba lapha ku Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 5 mawehlana ithi ngemivimbo yakhe siphilisiwe. UNkulunkulu ungunkulunkulu weyithembiso. You need to know what promise God has made. concerning that particular situation empilweni yakho uthi ngikuthwazi ukuthi sithembiso sini uNkulunkulu asenzile ngoba uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uneyithembiso ene uze uyasho uMpostoli Paul uthi zona ithembiso zikaNkulunkulu noma ziziningi kangaka kepha zinguyebo no amen kuKristu Jesu. God is a God who likes to make promises and he is a promise keeper. UNkulunkulu kuthembisile. For every problem there is a solution. Whatever problem that you are facing right now empilweni yakho, I want you to know that you have a solution from the promises of God. When you go to God in prayer, you go to God uphethe iDNA eyizwi lakhe bese uthi wena baba uthe ezwini lakho bese uNkulunkulu sekayaphendula empilweni yakho. Next week we're going to be talking about the notion of doing decrees, but I want us to make an example of Elijah. Lichizwi kaNkulunkulu, if you go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 and chapter 18 uyifunde ubheke ukuthi kwenzakalani. Lichizwi kaNkulunkulu, uElijah the first time he appears before Ahab uthi imvula angeke ize ine until I say so, and then bese lichizwi kaNkulunkulu Jehova wamdirector ke ukuthi uzoya kuphi, wamdirector to the river ran dry, and then bese wamdirector wayendlini yakamfelokazi wafike wahlala lapho for 3.5 years. Bese kwathi mase kufika isikhathi esimisiwe uNkulunkulu waphinde wamvakashela futhi wathi go and appear before Ahab. Wahamba uyo appear before the king, I'm summarizing it, and then bese washo ukuthi sekufikile, sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi imvula ine. Hallelujah. Waye prophetile ukuthi imvula ngeke ize ine. That is the decree that came out of his mouth. Bese indalo yamlalela engumprofeti kaJehova ekhuluma in the place of God. But now sakakhulumile futhi ukuthi imvula izona. But azange agcine lapho. Lichizwe kaNkulunkulu after kwenzakalele ya show eyaba khona ngalolo suku lapho kuba kuma abaprofet bakaBhali naye kuhuye kuphela umprofeti kaJehova bathandazela ukuthi umlilo uNkulunkulu ophilayo makayehlisa umlilo bese uNkulunkulu wehlisa umlilo babulawa abaprofet bakaBhali. But from there the word of God says azangaza agoqa izandla uElijah athi because I have decreed with my mouth ukuthi imvula izona then kuzoba njalo. But he went up to a mountain and he knelt down and put his head between his legs and he prayed. Wakhuleka. And he prayed and he prayed. Wathumela inceku yakhe ukuthi ihambe iyobheka ukuthi ibreakthrough iyeza na. Yabuya inceku yakhe yamtshela ukuthi no, it's not happening. Waphinde wathi buyela futhi. Yabuyela inceku yakhe yaphinde yabuya yathi it's not happening until I think about the seventh time. And on the seventh time wabona something that comes that is like a cloud angayitholisisi ukuthi ngathi sandla somuntu or yini. And the Bible says ukuthi kulapho abone khona ukuthi ibreakthrough seyikhona. Lalela. Even noma uNkulunkulu akuthembisile izinto, ibreakthrough ilindwa ngomkhuleko. Udinga ukuthi uyisibekele njengesikhukhukazi esibekele iqanda elizoqhamisela, and isikhukhukazi sazi ukuthi lelitswele liyophuma nini. But ibreakthrough nanoma uNkulunkulu sekakuthembisile kuyahlalwa emthandazweni. Ube patient, and noma upatient sometimes izimo aziguquki ngaleso sikhathi leso. But let me tell you something, usizo wakwaZuma uyakutshela namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi in the spirit realm is ahead of schedule. Things have happened in the spirit, but they have not happened in the physical. That's why the Bible says, believe that you receive it, because you do receive it in the spirit realm, and then you shall have it. So that's how you use the inkemba kamoya in prayer. Uya kuNkulunkulu ngaleso sithembiso leso. That's what Elijah did. Elijah knew that the same God oya wayenza ukuthi imvula ingani. Bazalwana, asizifundiseni ukuqoqa ubufakazi bethu. Si ukhe uzenzela inkonzo yakho yobufakazi ekhaya uyi1 uthi ngithanda uthi ubheke esipilini uthi ngisukuma ngokunibingelela ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu owangenzela ukuthi ngalonyaka because lobo bufakazi bakho buzokhumbuza ingqondo yakho ukuthi lalela, the same God obeka khona izolo oyenze ukuthi kwenzeke izolo is the same God okhona nanamhlanje, yilo ozoyenza le breakthrough esiyilindile. So ngqondo thula manje bese wena moya uthatha indawo bese wena moya unamathela izwi likaNkulunkulu bese wena ngqondo ukhuluma lento eshiwo umoya ngaleso sikhathi ekuyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Zifundise umntana kaNkulunkulu ngoba uElijah remembered ukuthi the same God oyenze imvula ukuthi ingani is the same God that's going to cause it to rain, and he continued to pray. He never became discouraged. yazi kubuhlungu ukuthi yazi kungcono mangabe mina ngizikhulekela ngibona ukuthi izinto azenzeki because I don't have to explain to anyone. Imagine ukuthi he is a senior prophet and ngapha unethwasa lakhe elingumprofeti osa trainer kuye and ulokuthumela lethwasa ukuthi lihambe liyo checka ukuthi nangempela ibreakthrough ikhona ithwasa limtshela ukuthi no ayenzeki into. I mean how degrading is that? But azange kuze kumnyakazise lokho azange question ugcobo oliphezuke empilo yakhe ngoba masezibhedi izime empilweni zethu sometimes there's question lokuthi sibiziwe sise question lokuthi ugcobo likhona na phezuke impilo zethu akusho ukuthi ugcoba likho kusho ukuthi ayika manifest ezweni lika lenyama mntana sekhaya. I want you to know ukuthi things are ahead of schedule in the spirit realm and they are following in the physical realm. Use the sword of the spirit when you pray, use it at all times ukuthi wena baba uthe ezweni lakho uNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Next week sibheka ama declarations ukuthi asebenza kanjani usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu akubusise.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.